Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's the 17th annual Chautauqua Review taking place September 4th through 7th at the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center. I'm here with the review's director, James Pelican. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thanks for joining me this morning, talking about the Chautauqua Review, now in its 17th year. Tell us all about it. What can people expect this year when they come out?
The Review is sort of a glorified vaudeville variety show that started out as my little field of dreams. We did it for a single night back in 2003 when I was just getting back into theater and I wanted some way of performing with my nascent clown troupe, Clowns on a Stick. And so, well, we're going to put this on. And over the preceding decade and a half, it's now become a four-night affair. It's made up of all live. Nothing's recorded. So we have an amazing stage band, a lovely mistress of ceremonies, and the clown troupe are the three constants. But from year to year, we have a selection of guest acts that are selected not just around entertainment, but in the spirit of the old circuit Chautauquas of 100 years ago that was spread around the United States. The spirit of that was education and entertainment. And so we always have elements of that through storytelling, through news of the day, through people's stories from their work in activism, social justice, that sort of thing. So this year we have musical acts, we have the clowns, we'll be hosting one of the Democratic presidential candidate debates in our own inimitable style. And we have wonderful poets from the slam poetry world. Climbing Poetry will be with us, flying out from New York for the show. We have the world's most amazing magician, if I say so myself, Ken Garr, who's from Sonoma County. And those that don't know him, he's an absolute jewel. So we're pleased to have him back again. But we've developed quite a following with this show, and we get a lot of people coming back. So the onus is on me to create something that's fresh and poignant and surprising every year.
That's really cool. Yeah, this is one of those shows that always sells out, it seems like. So if you're listening to this now, you may want to go onto the OAEC.org site and get some tickets.
Yeah.
I know every year the Chautauqua Review gets more and more popular, like you said. Tell us, maybe if people don't know what the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center is, you guys do garden classes, you have a nursery out there. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the center does maybe day-to-day when it's not doing the fun arts and circus stuff?
The OAC is celebrating its 25th anniversary in exactly 1 week's time. So this is a really important moment for us as we are heading into sort of a new era as we just got done with a lot of new construction on the site. That while we are a 501c3 nonprofit and we do work in that nexus where environmental work and social justice meet, that's really our sweet spot. But we're becoming more of a retreat center and really becoming a strategy center for groups that do work in these worlds where it's everybody from local organizations having day-long meetings to the board of directors of the Sierra Club will come and meet. And groups in the social justice world coming from all over the United States, we're hosting groups that have more and more to do with plastic reduction on an international level. And so we're really getting plugged in as we're celebrating our silver anniversary. We're taking on more and more responsibility out there in the world for really that we're really privileged to live on these 80 beautiful acres out in western Sonoma County. But to be able to then do the work that needs to be done out in the world is really important to us.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And if you haven't been out there, probably the Chautauqua Review is a great time to go out, check out the sights, see some clowns, have some fun. Anything else people need to know before they come out? It's a total family-friendly affair. Kids and adults welcome. Anything else people need to know?
Well, so we have the four evening shows, Wednesday through Saturday. Friday and Saturday are sold out. There are still tickets for Wednesday and Thursday. And we have a matinee on Saturday that's about half as long as the evening shows. It's the family matinee. So if you have young kids and you want to come out, it's a great day to come out. And you can play in the garden, have lunch beforehand. Bring your own lunch. We don't serve it. but you can get all this information at the website, which is oaec.org, and then it's /performances, but you can get there.
You can get there. Yeah, I was just on there. It's pretty easy to find out. James, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Again, the Chautauqua Review, September 4th through 7th in Occidental. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.